We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Bye. Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Oh, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. It white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Sin had left a crimson stain. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
It's not conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we believe.
It's still the cross, it's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still
the name of Jesus that has power to save the Some may water down theology and preach a word to suit our needs. Some may justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. Some may alter their convictions to adapt to social wills, but they cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within it. Still the
still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses.
cleanses in and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross, though some may say it's man's religion or ancient history. The cross of Jesus still remains the price for sin that sets us free.
It's still the cross, still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name,
the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost.
It's still the cross. It's still the cross. It's still the cross.
We hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
Still on the roses, the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. Me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Do not lose heart, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Jesus is coming back soon. These light afflictions, the trials and pain, will seem but a moment in time. Hold on tighter, cling to Jesus, keep fighting the good. Gonna be worth it in the end. To see Jesus' smiling face, it's gonna be worth it in the end. Just make sure that you'll be there. It's gonna be worth it for eternity with Jesus. So fight the good fight, my brother. Stand firm, my sister. Jesus is coming back soon. And as we look back from the light of heaven, sure, it will seem like a moment in time. Hold on tighter, cling to Jesus, be planted in God's word. It's gonna be worth it.
It's gonna be
Jesus' smiling face.
It's gonna be worth it.
It's gonna be worth it in the end. Just make sure that you'll be there.
smiling face.
It's gonna be worth it.
It's gonna be worth it in the end. Just make sure that you'll be there. It's gonna be worth it for eternity.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
My rock,
my
my shield. My Jesus, is real.
I can feel
deep in
my soul.
One day, same soul.
And he made me free
and whole. My Lord
is real.
I feel him in my soul. One night,
I repented.
I got down on my bending knee,
crying, Lord,
have mercy,
won't you save my soul from sin?
I'm walking,
not alone,
but I'm headed straight for home.
My Lord
is real,
like feel him in my soul.
Come to Jesus,
repent.
Get your feet on the solid rock.
He's the one
who will help you.
He will hear you
when you cry.
It's Jesus,
our Savior.
He's a friend
and a faithful God.
My Lord
is real.
He will lead you to
the other side.
My rock,
my shield,
my Jesus
is real.
I feel
deep in
my soul.
Soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies.
No
dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. A rose is blooming there for me, where the soul of man never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies.
No sands,
there'll be no sad farewells, no tear, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. My life will end in deathless sleep, where the soul of man never dies. And everlasting joys I'll reap, where the soul of man never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land, where the soul of man never dies. Where there will be no parting hand, and the soul of man never dies.
No
dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies, and the soul of man never dies.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace's hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood,
in the blood,
in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood,
in the blood, in the soul?
Adore him, praise him, angels in the height. Sun and moon rejoice before him, praise him, O ye stars of light. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he has spoken worlds, his mighty voice obeyed. Laws which never shall be broken, for their guidance he hath made. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is glorious, never shall his promise fail. God hath made the saints victorious, for your sin and death shall not prevail. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Praise the God of our salvation, host on high his power proclaim. Heaven and earth and all creation, Lord, and magnify his name. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen.
Complete in thee no work of mine may take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and I am now complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee no more shall sin, thy grace hath conquered, reign within. Thy voice shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in thee. Yea, justify, O blessed thought, and sanctify, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee each want supplied, and no good thing to me denied. Since thou my poor justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Bye.
just when I need him, Jesus is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him, Jesus is true, never forsaking all the way through, giving for burdens, pleasures anew. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him, Jesus is strong, bearing my burdens all the day long, for all my sorrow, giving a song, just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him, he is my all, answering when upon him I call, tenderly watching lest I should fall. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
You can feel the wind blow, but there's no one who knows where it's going. And sometimes a breeze gently stirring the trees as it's blowing. That's just how it is when the Spirit within starts to flow. Like the wind, it's a warm, gentle touch from the hand of the Lord, the hand of the
But that very same hand
to Jesus. The tempest may blow, he has promised he won't ever leave us. At the end of the road, he will carry
see the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord has the strength to move mountains, forge rivers and valleys,
and make the
by the tomb where his body lay. Hear how the mourners cry.
If they but knew why the Savior came, Jesus left heaven to die.
Come to the cross upon upon Calvary.
Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been the forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Da 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 da. And harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled The 2 Gallon Miracle. Job chapter 36, verses 26 to 29 says, "Behold, God is great, and we do not know Him, nor can the number of His years be discovered. For He draws up drops of water, which distill as rain from the mist, which the clouds drop down and pour abundantly on man. Indeed, can anyone understand the spreading of clouds, the thunder from His canopy?" Mr. W. and Mr. B. had just arrived in Awaba when they heard the news that the Evangelical Church of Papua New Guinea pastor from their village of Kania had been admitted to hospital. He was bedridden and unable to move one side. Most Gogodala are related either by blood or by clan, and not visiting him would have been culturally unacceptable. So Mr. W. and Mr. B. immediately went to see him. As they climbed up the hill to the clinic, they recalled how this same man had caused them so much recent grief and trouble. Several weeks earlier, Mr. W., our area youth pastor, had gone to Kania at Mr. B.'s request to help him raise up a church. However, this Evangelical Church of Papua New Guinea pastor had done his best to hedge their way with thorns and thistles. "This village," he told them, "was an Evangelical Church of Papua New Guinea village." Once at the clinic, Mr. W. and Mr. B. visited with the pastor a short time. Then, before leaving, they prayed with him. They were shaking hands with the pastor and bidding him farewell when he suddenly sat up, got out of bed, and began walking around the room, exclaiming that he was healed. They were all shocked. The next Friday, the pastor approached Mr. B. and asked to borrow his motor canoe so he and a group of men from the church could attend a meeting in a remote village. "No one else will help me," the pastor said as he finished explaining the situation. Mr. B. thought for a moment. How much fuel do you have?" he asked. 2.5 gallons of gas," the pastor answered. This explained why no one else was willing to help. That was not nearly enough fuel. The round trip would take 14 to 16 gallons. Just then, Mr. B. remembered something he had read a few days earlier. "Don't let your problems be bigger than your God. Let God be bigger than your problems." Suddenly, he felt an overwhelming urge to help the pastor. "I'll help," he said. "But my engine is old, and I'm the only one who knows how to run it. I will have to take you." When the pastor mentioned their fuel shortage, Mr. B. stopped him and shared the quote, "Don't let your problems be bigger than your God. Let God be bigger than your problems." Mr. B. immediately went home to tell his wife what he was going to do. She got cross with him and asked him if he had gone daily, crazy. "Every day we pray for two things," he said. "First for our church family and for better relations with the community. This is an opportunity for us to build better relations with the community." And with that, he picked up his own 2.5 gallons of gas and headed for the canoe landing. While the group was loading their things to leave, a fellow came saying he wanted to help, but had no gasoline, only 2 gallons of kerosene. Mr. B. told him to fetch it and then added it to their fuel container. With the original 2.5 gallons, his own 2.5 gallons, and now 2 gallons of kerosene, they had a total of 7 gallons. Not enough for the round trip, but getting closer. Just before they began their trip, Mr. B prayed, thanking God for his care and provision. Referring to their insufficient fuel, he reminded the men not to let their problems be bigger than their God. At the next village, they stopped to pick up another man. While they were there, someone gave them another gallon and a half of gas, bringing their total to 9.5 gallons. They prayed again, thanking God for his provision, and set off. As the sun set and the Sabbath began, Mr. B quietly handed the engine over to another man to operate and sat down, saying he wanted to observe the Sabbath. They arrived at their destination with 1.5 gallons of fuel to spare. Mr. B prepared for bed as the other men rushed off to join the meetings. The next day, instead of attending the meetings, Mr. B read his Bible and sat with 3 old men. At lunchtime, he joined the others and overheard several of the men instructing the women to only bring him clean fish and vegetables. Mr. B was surprised. He had never said a word to them about clean and unclean foods. While they were eating, one of Mr. B's nephews arrived with 2.5 gallons of gasoline. Later that evening, another nephew came with 1 gallon more, making their total 5 gallons. Not nearly enough to get them home. Early Monday morning, as they were leaving, some of the men complained about not having enough fuel to return. Mr. B held up his hand and reminded them, "Don't let your problems be bigger than your God. Let God be bigger than your problems." He told them they would paddle until 9 a.m. and then start the engine. He lifted the fuel tank, showing everyone the 5 gallons it contained. "We are not going to look at this fuel again," he said. "We will trust God to make it last." Taking a coat, he ceremoniously covered the fuel container from view. Hour after hour, the engine purred, bringing them closer to home. As they neared their village, tears of joy came to Mr. B's eyes. "I can smell our village," he said as they motored the last mile. Once they were docked at the landing, he uncovered the container and lifted it up for all to see. They had 2 gallons of fuel left over. A reflection associated with this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 123. Will not the author of our being, the preserver of our life, the one who formed us in his own divine image, provide for our necessities if we but trust in him? The 2-gallon miracle was written by David White of Adventist Frontier Missions. It's used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions. Adventist Frontier Missions seeks to establish indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can visit afmonline.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
We hope you enjoy the short presentation from lineagejourney.com.
John had a special place in Jesus' heart, for Scripture notes that he was the disciple whom Jesus loved. John shared experiences with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he was the disciple whom Jesus entrusted the care of his mother to when he was on the cross. John had defects of character that earned him the nickname the Son of Thunder. And Jesus saw that he needed his mother's influence to soften his coarse and rough edges. John was ambitious for power, vengeful, critical, and impetuous, yet he had great potential and would go on to be the longest living disciple. The book of Acts mentions that John was present during Pentecost, but after that, he barely gets a mention in Scripture. Whilst the other disciples were literally traveling the then known world, Thomas was preaching the gospel in India, Peter was in Rome, John has several decades of his life where there is very little written. He was looking after Jesus' mother. It would not have been easy to stay at home, so to speak, but John needed his own version of a wilderness experience. We are told that Peter was crucified upside down, Thomas was pierced with a spear, Luke was hung from an olive tree, and Bartholomew, Simon, Philip, and Jude were beheaded. But John was the only apostle to die of natural causes. This was, however, due to the miraculous power of God, as Tertullian, writing in AD 200, said, "At Rome, the apostle John, having been immersed in hot oil, suffered no harm at all. This attempt to boil him alive did not work and is alleged to have happened behind me. He would go on to continue as the head of the church in Ephesus before being banished to Patmos." This rocky island was chosen by the Roman government as a place of banishment for criminals. And here, away from the busyness of life, John received visions from heaven that outlined the closing scenes of this earth's history. Here, amidst the rocks and cliffs, John held communion with God as he was able to meditate on the book of nature and marvel at God's goodness. When John was here, he was in the closing twilight years of his life, thought by some to be past useful service, an old man. But it was here that he received more communication from heaven than he had during all his former years. The book of Revelation is written in signs and symbols and needs to be decoded in order to be fully understood. The purpose of this is twofold. Firstly, to protect and preserve it from the ruling power in John's day. And secondly, to ensure that those who wish to understand it actually study and dig deep. Revelation contains many messages that have relevance for our time today, and it has helped and continues to help the church to understand where it comes from and where it's going. If you have not yet read the book of Revelation, I urge you to start, for it begins with a blessing to all those who read and understand it. Here on the Isle of Patmos, John finally had time to write, and it is here where he wrote the Gospel of John and also the book of Revelation. John was able to turn a negative situation into a blessing for himself and the Christian church in ages to follow. It is traditionally believed that he received his visions in the cave of the Apocalypse, but we really don't know where he received his visions. Today, the island is populated, but back then it would have been a barren place, but also a beautiful place and a place where John was able to commune with God. Here on the Isle of Patmos, John experienced trials and obstacles, but these could not shake his faith. He had developed a deep and a pure love for God and urged in his writings, "Beloved, let us love God," and reiterated the point that we ought not love in word, but in deed. John lived a long and faithful life, and at the end of his life, he came to realize that the most important thing is to love God and love one another. John says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." And later on he said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." May we be faithful to God and serve him amidst the trials and adverse circumstances that come our way. And may we reflect on and live out the words of John to love one another.
To view more episodes in this series, visit lineagejourney.com. When Jesus lived on earth 2,000 years ago, he said in John chapter 5, verse 30, "I can of myself do nothing." Jesus also said, "I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." If Jesus said this about his human nature, how much more does it apply to us today? Jesus confirms our helplessness to save ourselves in John chapter 15, verse 5, where he said, "Without me, you can do nothing." If it behooved Jesus to seek his Father's will and to rely on his Father's strength, how much more should we also seek the will of God and rely on his strength? Then we can claim the promise of God in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I'm Etienne McClintock for In a Bible Minute, where God can change your life in a moment and in the blink of an eye.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.